This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Bertolini. How are you, Mark?
Doing great, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great being with you. And Mark, a lot of incredible things. So you were CEO of Aetna. You created $54 billion in value. You know, engineered the merger with CVS. And more significantly than that, you saved your son's life, and you have all these insights on healthcare. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to then talk about you have insights of what CEOs need to do to drive America forward. But let's start off with healthcare. You've been involved your whole life. You're now involved. CVS is a whole new model for healthcare. What should the future of healthcare in America be?
Okay, well, let's talk about it not as a healthcare example, but I'll use it as any purchasing example. I'll use cars because I'm from Detroit. When you go buy a car, you don't go to the dealership and say, I have $250 a month, what kind of car can I have? You go to the dealership and you say, I want this kind of car with these kind of wheels, with this kind of paint, with this kind of interior, this kind of sound system, this kind of engine. And you say, how much does that cost? And then you decide how to finance it. And so we always separate the investment and the financing decision. In healthcare, we confuse them. As a matter of fact, we finance first. We sell a warranty card before we even know what the investment is. And we say, if you're broken, present yourself to the nearest dealership and we'll fix you with some cost out of pocket. So if we were to do healthcare right, we need to understand the investment. And most people don't really define themselves as a disease. They define themselves, their health, as a barrier to living a life they want to lead. So I'm a spinal cord injury survivor. And as a spinal cord injury survivor, I don't describe myself that way, but I have chronic neuropathy, and it doesn't let me play the piano the way I used to. And I had to modify my motorcycles to ride them. So I had to change my life in order to accommodate my health. So what if we started a conversation with individuals that said, what is it about your health that gets in the way of the life you want to lead? If we understand that to a level of detail, all of a sudden we'll be able to design a program for that individual that matters to them. Because it's about the life they want to lead, not some imaginary vision of health like the front of Men's Health or Men's Fitness magazine.
So when you look at that, two of the challenges we have are the cost and then the quality outcomes. And you've been involved with cost from day one all your career. And then CVS is creating a new model, which is creating access sort of for everyone. What needs to happen where we could have a model where costs are contained or somehow managed, but really quality is improved and we're focused on health and not as much on paying for health care?
So here's the issue. We spend $3.6 trillion on 10% of our life expectancy in the healthcare system. We spend 20 hours a year in the healthcare system on average, which means 99.6% of our waking hours are in the world. And so when you look at life expectancy, which the United States has now uniquely had 3 years in a row of decline, the only OECD nation ever to do that in history, if you were to look at that and you say 10% is related to the clinical care we receive for $3.6 trillion, 30% is related to the genes we're born with, and then 60% is related to where we live. And so what we're not doing is getting at the community level and keeping people healthy there and away from the very expensive medical industrial complex. So the idea with the CVS deal is to create a community center. Think of it as a tent without walls. that understands the community around it and provides a set of services and capabilities that keep people well instead of waiting to take care of people when they show up inside the medical industrial complex. So the model would be much like triptychs from AAA. I don't know if you remember triptychs from
AAA.
Absolutely. Okay. So you went to AAA and you didn't say, what kind of vacation can I have? You went there and said, here's the vacation I want. And they gave you the map with the yellow highlighter. And they took a orange highlighter and put it around all the, you know, Mystery Stop and the Cheese Factory and Paul Bunyan and the Ox Babe and his big axe. And you brought, and those went into your bag and you brought it home. You said to the family, when we go on vacation, where do we want to stop? It was their journey. Well, what if we started with this conversation and said, what is it about your health that you matters to you, that gets in the way of the life you want to lead? And we built a triptych that says, here are the ways we can make that better for you. And
cool,
we're
going to
set that all up for you. And if we, because it's our plan and it's the most affordable plan, no copays, no deductibles, no out-of-pocket costs, no pre-certification, because it's our plan. And so we create a social contract up front that says, we're going to help you in your home, we're going to help you in your community as the first line of defense before you have to end up in the medical industrial complex spending a lot of money.
So I was just reading your book, Mission Driven Leadership, and I got to tell you, there was one chapter that was unbelievable, which is about your son Eric and how the whole system was about to just let him die, and that was it. And because of thinking and a lot of pieces, you were able to save him. And now, you know, two kids and everything, amazing. So you learned a lot from that experience about what the challenges are with healthcare. I mean, and then you also learned that you were in the ski accident, you know, you could tell the story there, but you learned a lot there in healthcare. So just walk through some of those examples and maybe start with Eric. And what did you learn that was wrong with healthcare from that whole experience?
Well, Eric was the kid with the lymphoma in room 4. He wasn't Eric. You know, nobody knew that, you know, he was a star athlete on his, you know, high school football team and lacrosse team. Nobody knew the struggles he had with, you know, asthma when he was growing up and how he conquered that and moved ahead. Nobody knew his friends or any of that. They just knew him as the lymphoma in room 4, and not only the lymphoma in room 4, but the lymphoma that was incurable that nobody had ever survived.
47 people, in fact.
47. At the time he was diagnosed, there were only 47 people that had ever had his disease. So it became very quickly apparent to me that nutrition wasn't connected to mental health, wasn't connected to the various doctors that came in and out of his room every day, and that somebody needed to be, and nurses, and somebody needed to be there to make sure it all worked. And those people don't exist in our healthcare system today. So I left my work, and I moved into his room. And I was there every minute. Except for the 1 hour a day I went to the gym across the street on Longwood Avenue. At Boston, he was at Boston Children's Hospital. And the whole structure of trying to make sure that everything linked and everybody was talking to everybody else was a full-time job plus. And so I knew that we weren't working in a system. We were working on a disease that had never been cured and most people didn't have any hope would work. And that if we were going to make it work, somebody had to be in front of it. And I became that face. My then wife became that face where we just faced the team every morning and said, how is this going to work? How is he going to get better? What do we need to be looking at next? Have we tried this?
And occasionally you find the most brilliant person and she solves the problem, you know, with like the bone marrow.
Right.
But where are those brilliant physicians who are going to think out of the box instead of in a traditional way?
Well, sometimes the economics get in the way of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric was in that hospital for, you know, over a year. And, you know, that's expensive.
Yeah. Let's shift over now to you, because about a year after going through that, of all things, and, you know, you're with your daughter, and then you're in the ski accident.
Right.
And you learned a lot about the healthcare system empirically there as well.
Right. Yeah, I hit a tree, broke my neck in 5 places, fell luckily into a river where the cold water froze my spinal cord and didn't cause it to rupture, but I had a lot of damage. I pulled the nerve root from my left arm out of my spinal cord. I made a subdural hematoma. I crushed my brachial plexus up on my left side of my chest. And so the result of that was, I mean, I was a mess. And because I survived, I was in a coma, they gave me last rites. Because I survived, they didn't quite know what to do with me. Because my injury is not something most people survive, quite frankly. The vast majority of people don't survive. And so the result was, well, are you stable enough to go home? And then once you went home, you're on your own. And they didn't know what my life was like before. They didn't know the things I pursued and did. They didn't much care. But all those things mattered to me versus whether or not I had a broken neck.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Mark Berlini, we are going to talk about what made him the CEO he was and what advice he has to CEOs. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mark Bertolini. And Mark, you took Aetna and created $54 billion of value. What was the secret to doing that, and what was something that you would have done different if in hindsight?
What I very quickly realized as I took over the reins from Ron Williams, a great CEO, great mentor to me.
True gentleman, too.
Yeah, true gentleman. Was that I needed to have the organization more outward-facing from the inward-facing turnaround effort that we had created in the company. You know, in 2001, the company was losing $1 million a day. It was almost out of business. And so this pivot that we needed to make in the company required engaging employees at a different level and also holding people accountable to doing their own work throughout the organization instead of standing over everybody's work every day making sure they were doing it right, which was sort of the management process we had to do during a turnaround, which is what you do when you're trying to fix a company. The result was, how do I make my employees better? And I had been using yoga and mindfulness for my own physical care as a result of my skiing accident. It actually allowed me to do the things I couldn't do before by stretching and dealing with my pain. I don't take any pain medication, even though I have severe chronic pain all day long. And all of a sudden, I went to work one day and said, hey, let's do yoga and mindfulness for our employees. And everybody on my staff, of course, dutifully nodded, so this is a great idea. You're the boss. Let's try it. And then about an hour later, the chief medical officer came in and said, you're doing voodoo medicine, right? You know that, right? And I said, well, Lonnie Reisman was his name, and Lonnie's now an entrepreneur again. Great doctor. I said, what does it take for you, Lonnie, to believe? He says, well, we should do a double-blind study, which we did. And over a 12-week period, found out that we were reducing stress by half. And these employees that were stressed the most in the top quintile were spending $2,500 more a year on healthcare than anybody else in the company. But the best part of it was, is when I started reading the journals that these employees kept as they were going through this program and seeing why they were stressed. And we were it. We were underpaying them, we were overworking them, we weren't giving them enough breaks, we were making their dependent coverage too expensive. I mean, it was just a litany of damage that we were creating on employees on the front line.
And you turned that around. You've some great stories in Mission Driven Leadership that you wrote, and you actually changed the minimum wage from $12.50 up to $16,
right,
which is pretty dramatic.
And also wiped out their health care costs for anybody under 300% of the federal poverty level as long as they played ball with us on their health.
Mm-hmm.
We doubled tuition assistance. We paid back student loans up to $10,000. We created ability to give PTO to employees who needed more time off because of family trouble, so I donated my extra PTO to the PTO bank every year. We moved employees out of harm's way during major storms, including their kids and their pets, and moved them away from the storms as part of it. We had pet therapy in the buildings. We did all these things that increased our employee engagement by 1,200%. Cost us about $75 to $100 million, depending on the program, every year, a year more for our employees. But our stock at the time we started, it was $39.50, and when we got done, it was $208. So Where was the shareholder value problem? And this is the point, because they had time to take care of our customers instead of worrying about paying bills. They were our frontline employees. They had time to work on issues inside of work and be in meetings. They were present in the meetings, and that resulted in much better customer retention, better sales, and a company that was motivated to do good.
And so you have some serious advice to CEOs. So you have 600,000 CEOs listening in here. Yeah. So what advice do you have to CEOs?
I mean, my advice is that we as business people are always taught to use all these tools we learn in business school about how to manage scarce resources, to steward scarce resources, and to put at risk plentiful resources. And for decades, until probably the late 70s, early 80s, we had capital as a scarce resource, which we steward very carefully, and we had people as the plentiful resource, which we just get another person for the line, get another person in front of a computer, find another person to put on the job, because skills were plentiful. Now what's happened is we've gone from an industrial society to a digital society. We now have a society that is highly dependent on really good skills. And yet we're underinvested in education, and we're underinvested. We're not connecting business with schools to understand what it is we need in the way of skills. And so all of a sudden our human capital is at huge risk. Productivity's been flat for 6 years. We have an opioid epidemic that's destroying a lot of communities across the country. Interestingly enough, mostly rural. People are afraid to skill up and move away for new jobs and find new opportunity. The American dream is dead. In 1970, 70% of families believed their kids could do better. In 2000, it's only 30. And so when you look at that problem, it's us, it's business, that has a responsibility to shepherd and steward the scarce resource, which is now human capital, and to do it to put our financial capital at risk and do it. And that's what we did at Aetna. We spent more than we needed to, quote unquote, in order to generate a better business result, which came through the P&L and rewarded shareholders and better earnings.
So let's advice on merger and acquisition as final question. So, you know, I think the total deal was something like $78 billion.
Yeah, right.
What advice do you have to people who are going through mergers and acquisitions, things you learned from that experience?
The numbers are always really cool. And I'm a numbers guy. I'm a finance major out of Cornell, and I understand how to use a spreadsheet. But spreadsheets are death.
And you have that cool article, chapter about
The gods of Excel, right?
Yeah, right.
And spreadsheets are death. And we're destroying economy after economy. Every country that sends their students here to learn our skills, they go out of business, like Japan.
Yep.
Right? China's next. Because we teach them how to use spreadsheets and PowerPoints to kill
organizations. So what do people need to do?
So what people need to do is they need to understand what is the art of the possible. So a spreadsheet, instead of talking about the numbers in the cells as truth, let's talk about the assumptions around them and say, what do we need to believe about these sets of risks in order for us as a team to take them on and make the bet? That's what moves companies forward, because that then creates the art of the possible. The second is the shareholder should not be primary. It should be the customer. Because all we do is around supporting the customer. Without customers, we have no revenue. Without revenue, all we have are losses. And so if you think about using the customer as primary, then what is the experience they're expecting to get that they don't get that we could provide that is simple, convenient, repeatable, and affordable? And if we can do that over and over and over again, those customers will leave the other people they're using for your service and product, and they'll come to you, and your top line will grow. And if you do it efficiently and you do it appropriately, your costs will be managed, and all of a sudden the bottom line shows up. So instead of managing to your bottom line, manage the fundamentals of your business to drive a really excellent customer experience, and it will happen.
Mark Bertolini, great having you on the CEO Show.
Great being with you, Robert. Thanks.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Martin Fritches. How are you, Martin?
Wonderful, Robert. Thank you for being here.
And Martin is the president of a company I think everyone has actually heard of called Rolls-Royce Motor Cars of North America. I bet there's not one person who is not familiar with the brand. But from your perspective, what is the Rolls-Royce brand really all about?
I mean, that's true. Everybody knows Rolls-Royce, but what I've been seeing here in the last year and a half that I am in this role, function here for North America, everybody knows the name, but they don't really know or even, I would say, understand what lays behind the brand and actually what kind of products we also offer. And this, I think that's one of the major game changers that is currently happening, is trying to explain to the audience, not only to customers to reinforce it, but also to potential customers and this younger generation, what is our brand about. And going to your initial question, I mean, Rolls-Royce is not only a brand that represents or offers products, the four wheels, but most importantly, it's a lifestyle, it's an experience. It's about bespoke, it's about the craftsmanship. And at the end, it's about an overall lifestyle of really something very exclusive and unique.
So when you say that it's something people don't really understand, you're saying it's really more of a lifestyle than an automobile.
Correct. And because within the automotive industry, we are in the pinnacle, really, of this industry. As I said, we don't sell just an asset, a product from go to A to B. But moreover, and particularly to the audience we talk to, and of course also because of the price ultimately, we sell a piece of art. We sell something very unique, something that really is important for the customer to own it, to live it, and ultimately also to show it off.
So when you talk about the customer experience, what is it about your customers that you look to and you say, here's how we can even exceed their expectations? Because they already have a very high expectation going in, getting and being involved with a premier brand in the world.
Yeah, maybe you have to go a little bit back. It starts, I mean, most of our customers, I would even say all of them, it's not just the fact of simply buying a car. It all starts way behind the moment where they decide, okay, I deserve a Rolls Royce. It's all about an initial dream eventually, or to say, okay, I have come to a certain point in my life to really deserve this art piece.
So I interrupt you. So use the word deserve. That's an emotionally charged word. That means someone has earned something. Does that mean that your buyers are younger now than they were?
Absolutely, and particularly not only because of the products we have recently launched that automatically brought that younger audience into our market, but also because people, particularly here in the United States, are understanding more and more what Rolls-Royce stands for.
And if you could talk about what is unique in the customer experience. There's the buying experience, there's the quality that's put in. Talk through the whole process someone goes through when they're first interested in a Rolls-Royce, and then how do they determine which Rolls-Royce, what specific elements they want, what type of wood, how does that work out?
I mean, overall, our company, it's every day, I would say, turning more and more customer-centric and customer-oriented. And as you mentioned it before, on your question, I mean, it's the whole experience. I cannot just say it's one thing that is relevant within this unique customer experience, but it starts already from our events. I mean, we're heavily investing in experiential marketing activities where we only not mingle and try to interact with our current customers, but where we also attract, together with relevant partnerships and affinity partners, new potential buyers. But once we have identified them, once we have really raise their attention and somehow caught their interest into Rolls-Royce and a potential product, then you have the whole, let's say, kind of journey where it goes up to the final delivery of the car, where we have the dealers in between. I mean, many of our customers, they go to Goodwood, the home of Rolls-Royce. I mean, we have just one single plant and 1.5 hour away from London, a beautiful area there in West Sussex, where we generally produce almost handmade every single car in that facility. Where I'm going back, we very often send many of those customers to go there to our private office to configure or to finalize a configuration, actually the one or the other creation of any bespoke accessory, to then come up with the final product, send it to the line, produce it, and then of course we have the whole ceremony of handing over the car. And I mean, most of our customers, once they have not only ordered the Rolls-Royce, but once they have driven it, many of our customers then end up buying 2, 3, 4.
They buy 2, 3, 4.
Yes, I mean, they start buying one, of course, and also in addition, while we have expanded our model lineup in the last years, we have realized that many of our customers start with a Ghost, for example, a sedan, mm-hmm. but then while they are potentially snowbirds that they have a house in Florida, then they buy an additional Dawn, a convertible. And that throughout their life cycle and lifetime, they add up including additional units into their family, let's say.
And I understand you now have an SUV, right? And that's exactly. Quite a waiting list to get on there. You can't just get one, right?
Yes, and I wish I could get
talk about the whole process of how you came up with the idea that we're going to do a Rolls-Royce SUV. Because after, say, 100 years, you know, you think, okay, this is what it is, but now this is a big change.
Yes, Robert, we still sell products, cars. Of course, we have heavily focused on the lifestyle, on this bespoke and, as I said, craftsmanship. But, of course, we also live in modern life, modern business. We are within an industry which is very dynamic, and clearly the trend, I would say, in the last decade, and particularly in North America and the U.S., is the evolution of the SUVs. And, of course, Rolls-Royce couldn't just look somewhere else and be out of this kind of trend. And what we could definitely, yes, do it very smartly and balanced is to come finally with our SUV. What do we always say? We have the Rolls-Royce of the SUVs, and not only SUVs, so. But of course, because of that, it's also an all-wheel drive product. So we have been really able to come up with the right product for the American market, and this automatically has been also, in our case, particularly in the U.S., a game changer, where we have been able to attract not only a new audience, potential buyers, but particularly also a younger audience.
And the average age of a Rolls-Royce owner, I understand it's something like 40?
Correct. We are now 42.
Which I never would have guessed.
Exactly.
It's 42.
And that's the image that most of
So if you're 41 listening, look out.
That's a car to have, absolutely. But this is what currently is really changing, and is what's turning our brand every day more and more attractive. And of course, our dealers are also supportive and benefiting from it and spreading all the message throughout the region.
Now, the most popular color is?
That varies. I mean, the most popular, I would say, people still tend to be not as, I say, creative, and many times they're a bit more conservative, so they're still going more into the blacks and gray areas, but this is also changing with Cullinan. And what I must say is that we have also really strengthened our Black Badge concept, which is a special line of products for our Ghost, Dawn, Wraith, and now recently, a couple of days ago, we launched Cullinan. We are introducing a more sportier, aggressive, but also more, let's say, charismatic product for, I would say, even for the night or darker side of our customers.
The darker side of a Rolls-Royce customer. Yeah. That sounds interesting. Let's just talk about quality. So, obviously, that's one of your big strengths, and you only manufacture in one place.
Correct.
In England.
Yes.
How do you maintain the integrity of the quality? Because you can't mess up anything. Do people work there for three generations, or how do you do that?
Well, that's part of our DNA. It's one part of our main premises of doing business. I mean, we also are part of the BMW Group umbrella. So as you can imagine, that's a must. And again, since it is highly bespoke and the craftsmanship is so detailed and so many hours of dedication into every single product, we can also afford to make sure that once a car leaves Goodwood, leaves the factory, it is absolutely fulfilling not only the highest standard of the industry, but that we make sure that we satisfy the quality and the demand of our customers. So everything works and 100% as expected.
If someone right now says, I'm inspired, I want to buy a Rolls Royce, what website do they go to?
They just go to the official Rolls Royce website. I mean, as a company, we also have the benefit of having just one global clear brand strategy, and I would of course suggest to go to the Rolls-Royce Motor Cars website in the UK.
Okay, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you create something to be a lifestyle brand and what are the key differentiations there. Back in a few.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Martin Fritches, who is the president of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars of North America. So you've spoken before, it's bespoke, it's a lifestyle brand, it's not just a car. How do you really do that? Who do you partner with? How do you create? Is it like you're with a company like a Quintessentially? Or?
Well, here, of course, we have our own strategy as a subsidiary of Rolls-Royce and Goodwood here for North America, where we have investing heavily resources and budget, of course, on experiential marketing. And here what we do is we kind of separate the events and kind of three tiers. I would say the first tier are the major, I would even say taking place in the US. There are global events like Pebble Beach, mm-hmm. where there are certain, where we have, it's one of the biggest events in the States, where the highest number of ultra high net worth individuals are attending. So these are kind of events where we traditionally have been present, and we will continue to be present together with, of course, the relevant to our brand and experience affinity partnerships that we work with them together in this kind of events. Going a little bit back to your initial questions, we also try to tier per industry according to our brand image and brand moment in the market, which could be potentially the relevant brands that could match within our strategy. So then, of course, we
and could that
them.
Be in food and
several
hotels,
industries. I mean,
any,
from watches, from hotels, resorts, up to, yes, food, restaurants, and the wine industry. I mean, even when it comes to jets, we partner with two or three companies that sell or rent private airplanes. I mean, you name it. You have several industries, from yachts as well. So the idea is to create or be part in an environment where we not only come ourselves as a brand and unique concept and product, but also mingle or participate of an environment where, of course, you have other potential customers linked to our relevant brand that are of our interest as well.
Okay, so on this radio show, you have about 600,000 listeners, mostly CEOs listening in. So CEOs are very discerning in everything they do, but you have a unique value proposition of getting people to buy, and it's the most discerning customers. What insights do you have about working with the most discerning customers and the right way? And maybe practices that CEOs themselves could learn in their business.
Yes, I mean, there are a couple of key topics here, or key elements, but we have mentioned it before. We have a very strong brand. We are lucky to have a very unique product, so we have to make this very clear to our customers, our potential customers, that they really understand it, and that's one of my major challenges currently here in the United States, and where we have the major growth potential to really convey that message. But basically, it's all about quality, And we, as being part of the BMW group, we can, and we are perfectly covering that. So we make sure that we deliver not only the best experience and lifestyle, but also the best product and the quality behind it. But at the end, what I've been realizing now, almost over a year in my function, and going from east to west, attending events, PR events, I mean, I went to Canada, everywhere. It's all about relationship, gaining the trust of the customers, the confidence in the brand, and that, of course, we start creating a kind of a family within Rolls-Royce to create a sense of community, and that Rolls-Royce, yes, is something truly special, unique, but still it's something affordable and enjoyable.
And as president, what's your number one job?
To me, it's all about customer satisfaction at the end. And customer satisfaction, I would use or translate it into a more broader description. It's not just particularly the final customer, but into an extent also what I consider them, they are partners, but even the dealers, our dealer network, they are also kind of customers, because very many times we are in a market which is not all units are being configured and bespoke right away. Some are built to stock units. So at the end, I also consider heavily our dealers as, of course, past partners, but also reliable, strong, effective customers.
Let me ask you this. When you were a kid, what did you think of the brand of Rolls-Royce? Were you experienced with it at all or not?
Yes, yeah, and I even used to have a matchbox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember. As I used to have, of course, from other brands too, and particularly German brands. But to me, it was always a pinnacle. It was like, as it is still nowadays, when you want to really bring something to the next level, or you're ambitious and your aim was, okay, that's the best. It's the Rolls-Royce off. I mean, I grew up also, of course, I watched movies, and one of the other movies where you used to have Rolls-Royce as products and something really very spectacular, unique, exclusive, and even the sense of kind of royalty, and it was something very special.
And then you were in the BMW family, yes, working as an executive for a number of years. What did you learn from there? And then what was it like your first day being CEO of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars North America?
I mean, I've been working for almost 20 years for the group. Actually, no, it will turn 20 years. I work for all the brands in different markets. I mean, every experience, obviously you have takeaway and some very relevant, interesting learnings. Mostly my background is from volatile markets, so maybe what I've learned from that side of my background, let's say, entering now Rolls-Royce, which is a far more stable business, a very exclusive business, in a market which doesn't have a volatility, I could say that from that perspective, I brought some agility into business, time to market, and kind of a more open, I would even dare to say, modern mindset into the brand, which for the American market and particularly for the US, it is not only very important, but this is what opens up huge opportunities for our market.
You mentioned the customer experience. Rolls-Royce is actually, you're growing significantly these,
yes,
days. What is the future of Rolls-Royce?
I mean, Rolls-Royce will continue. I see a very bright future overall. Of course, we will continue to follow the market trends. I would say not necessarily in terms of product, but particularly, yes, when it comes to new technologies. And it wouldn't be a surprise if within the next decade, for example, we will see an electric Rolls-Royce. Why not?
Why not?
And that could be very possibly within our plans, or continue to bring more innovation when it comes to connectivity, for example, as you have it also with some other brands. So at the end, as I said, very positive, bringing up new technologies, and of course continue to bring up new customers and attract new audiences into our business.
Martin, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.